Hello, everybody, and welcome to Earth Limits, the podcast where we break down big environmental topics for curious minds, topics related to the earth and the environment. And I'm your host, Christine Kihara. I'm a student at Deakin University undertaking a master's in sustainability. On today's topic, we'll be diving into a question that has been debated for over two centuries. And the question of the day is population growth pushing our planet past its limits? Well, to start us off, I will begin with a little bit of history. In 1978, Thomas Robert Malthus published an essay on the principle of population, where he warned that unchecked population growth would outpace food production, leading to widespread poverty and famine. Fast forward, 1968, the population bomb by Paul Ehrlich reignited the same fear, predicting mass starvation and societal collapse due to increase in population or overpopulation. But the question is, were they right? And how does this debate fit into today's science, especially with our understanding on planetary boundaries? For us to get a deeper understanding, we must know what are planetary boundaries. Well, the concept of planetary boundaries was introduced by scientists to define the environmental limits within which humanity can safely operate. And there are nine. These include climate change, biodiversity loss, land system change, and biogeochemical flows, such as nitrogen and phosphorus cycles. If you remember your biology well, these are the nitrogen cycle and the phosphorus cycle. And breaching these boundaries increases the risk of destabilizing Earth systems. Recent research shows that we've already crossed six of these nine, including climate change, loss of biodiversity, and land system change. This means we are currently operating in a high-risk zone for the stability of our planet. Well, coming back to the issue of population growth, so how does it fit into all this? The population has exploded from about 2.6 billion in the 1950s to nearly 8 billion in 2025. More people means greater demand for food, water, and energy, which often leads to issues such as deforestation, habitat loss, and increased emission of greenhouse gases. But where this gets interesting is that it's not just about the number of people, but also how each of these people or this person consumes. For example, about 10% of the world population, mostly in more rich or wealthier countries like the global north, consume 40% of the Earth's biological productivity. This means that rising consumption, especially in richer nations such as the global north, can have a bigger impact than population numbers alone. There is another perspective to this, which I will call the modern perspective. A report by UN on global population growth and sustainability development offers a more balanced view. It acknowledges that yes, population growth does contribute to environmental pressures, especially through increased resource use and waste. However, it points out that issues or factors like technology, consumption patterns, and policy choices play a huge role in determining our overall impact. For example, some studies show that while population growth drives up urban land use and carbon emission, mostly carbon dioxide, changes in lifestyle like larger homes, more cars, and higher meat consumption can sometimes have an even greater effect. This simply means that in as much as increased population means more use of resources, even how we choose to live our lives kind of directly affects the same. In some regions, even if population growth slows, the rising consumption can still increase environmental damage. So the population may be little or the growth in population may be slow. However, the people within this population, what are their lifestyles? That is something that also really affects this topic of today. Now, on today's topic, we will focus on two major things, that is climate change and biodiversity. On matters of climate change, it's as simple as more people means more energy use. More energy use leads to higher emission of carbon dioxide. And at this point, we have already exceeded the safe limits of atmospheric carbon dioxide. And for this reason, global warming, which leads to extreme weather, is on the rise. And as we know, global warming is something that is affecting all areas of the environment. On the same note, biodiversity loss is being greatly experienced, as a higher population would mean a need for more food, more settlement, and growth of infrastructure. This would, in this case, it will be seen as expanded agriculture and cities to support this growing population, which then leads to destruction of natural habitats and threatens species. Over a million species are now at the risk of being extinct, and we have lost about 10% of plant and animal genetic diversity in the past 150 years. So, with all these things in mind, what do we think are the solutions moving forward? Or rather, what can we do as the population in question? Well, one thing is very clear. It is not just about the numbers, it is also about what we are doing. How are we behaving? So one way we can contribute is a reduction in overconsumption, especially in the wealthier countries. This mostly is the global north. This would mean that even though we have the money to spend, let us reduce our level of consumptions on things that are not very necessary. Another way is improving resource efficiency and adopting sustainable technologies, such as green energy, which is something that is becoming bigger now, and even like things like upcycling, recycling, reusing, things like this, and coming up with initiatives like reforestation, afforestations, you know, to reduce this level of to increase our carbon sinks. That is one, because you know where there are many trees is an increase in carbon sinks, and this directly affects the level of carbon dioxide, atmospheric carbon dioxide, and this, if well grounded, can reduce the effects of global warming. And then support voluntary family planning, education and healthcare to slow population growth where it is still very high. This can be seen in countries like China, where they adopted the one child per household policy. And then, of course, we need to put in efforts to protect and restore natural ecosystems. Ultimately, staying within the planetary boundaries requires both managing our numbers and how we live. To wrap up this debate, I would like to say that overpopulation and the environment is more nuanced than ever. It is not just about how many we are or how many of us are on this earth, but also how we choose to live on this planet. How we behave and our day-to-day lifestyle also affects this issue of the environment. If we want a sustainable future, we need to tackle both the population growth as well as our way of living, especially with matters of consumption. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for listening to Earth Limits. Make sure to check out our show notes for any references and more resources on today's topic. Stay curious until next time. Thank you very much. I've been your host, Christine Kihara.